Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Still think about me.
Keep my word and be true, even if it means excruciating. Good morning and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. Come on in, sit down, relax, come chill with me for the next 2 hours. I hope you're doing well this morning. I've got a lot of things on my mind, kind of. I'm trying to think about what I should actually talk about today because there's so many things that I could cover. But I opened up today's show with a brand new track from a brand new artist that I just met. They go by McHenry Avenue, and the song is called Think About Me, featuring Cree Turner and Selena Santa Cruz. Going into Ilani Young with No Excuses, a brand new piece that is out of Paris Tune and Mother's Favorite Child's Camp. And then I closed out that set with Stephen Jerome Ferguson with The Way You Move. I sound just kind of sleepy, don't I? I feel kind of sleepy. You know, this weather we're having here in Seattle up in the, 80s, I know it may not seem like that's hot to other locations that have temps, up in the 90s, even the 100s. But trust and believe, here in Seattle, Washington, when there's no breeze and we have no air conditioning in our homes, up in the 80s is hot, and my office and my bedroom are up in the attic of our house. And so, I have the windows open. I realized the other day that when I actually closed the window because it was so loud when I was doing a radio show, it felt cooler. It felt cooler, even though it just didn't feel right to have the window closed. But yeah, I love the blue skies. I love looking out at the view. And when you're outside, the weather's not so bad, but man, there's just no breeze. And sitting here this morning, there's a slight breeze. It feels really, really good right at the moment. But through the night, I've been having a struggle sleeping. So don't mind me. You know what? I'm thinking I'm hearing thunder. I am hearing thunder. This is a big festival weekend for us here in Seattle. It's called Seafair. And at the different communities throughout Seattle, they have their own community festivals that take place that pull people in from all over the place. And then we have the big hydroplane races, on Sunday. And I thought this is really wonderful because a lot of times it's kind of rainy during this time of year, during the festival time, and I thought this is just going to be great because the weather's been really nice and warm. I sure hope it doesn't rain today. My family, Black Stacks, is going to be performing down at Judkins Park this afternoon about 4:30 for Mojo Fest. They have an interesting name for that. Maybe it's the stage area, but anyway, at Mojo Fest at Judkins Park, please go down and check out all the amazing booths, the food, and my family, Black Stacks. I'm going to try to get down there myself. I got a meeting at 4, so, I hope to get there. Anyway, let me jump back into some music and try to get myself awake here so I'd make a little bit more sense for you. But I'm so glad that you joined me here at the coffee house today, and I'm so glad that you make this, the most popular show that I do on Flavin Marlux Radio. That really, really warms my heart. I want to share some things after I come back, but what do I want to play for you right now? I'm going to play my cousin. Yes, I am. I'm going to play my cousin's piece. Well, he's the producer on this. He is down there in Louisiana. He goes by Beat Bummer, and this piece is called Keep Your Head Up, featuring Devin Porter. Oh,
handle it, determined who you are. So keep digging deep inside. This is for you if you're stressing, feel like you're all alone. But there's a blessing.
Good morning. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flavor Coffee House Online. And I played in this last set my cousin Beat Bummer with his, he's the producer, okay, with his piece Keep Your Head Up featuring Devin Porter, going into Second Nature with Fly Away featuring Elle, and then closing out that set with 480 East, Been Too Long. They're out of Toronto, Canada. One of the things that I really love about who I am and what I do is that, excuse me, I have been so very, very blessed to be connected with some amazing, amazing talents, not just here in Seattle, Washington, where I am, but across the United States and around the globe. And this is a constant reminder to me, you know, why I do what I do. You know, sometimes it's not easy, you know, being me. And some of it comes down to the fact that I'm pretty strong-willed, opinionated. Hopefully everybody understands that I care, you know, and that what I say and what I do is always founded off of a concern or a sense of caring, you know, for others. So whether it's stories that I share, things that I put out there to try to make you think, it always comes from a good place, a sincere place. But it's interesting how people can just totally turn that in a totally different direction, and I've experienced that a lot. And I'll just tell you a little bit, you know, about some of the things that I've gone through. I always like to support people. You know, and people want me to come on board, you know, and be a part of teams and things like that. Or, you know, they want to come on and do features on my radio shows. Or, you know, if they have an event, they don't necessarily have to ask me. I'll help, you know, promote it, because I believe that it takes a village, you know, in a sense, to make anything work and become successful. I think back in the days of my coffee house, that's where this really, really comes from for me. I was a struggling business owner, and I lost my home behind building Flavor Coffee House. If I knew then what I knew now, I think I could have really made it work. But I didn't really know how to market and get people to come in the door. Do you know how many cups of coffee it takes to really, really even cover the expenses of one day for a business? It takes a lot. And, you know, to me, word of mouth is really, really important. And although the people that loved my coffee house, you know, they came and I love them so very, very dearly, and many of them I'm still in contact with, you know, the word of mouth thing is really, really a powerful tool. And it's not to say that it was their responsibility to help get people in the door. But I do know that it's something that's really powerful. I know that when somebody tells me there's a great place that I need to check out, I tend to remember that. When somebody says, Flava, you need to hear this particular artist, I pay more attention when I have that opportunity because somebody told me that this was somebody I should pay attention to. So I want you to really, really think about the power that you have in helping to create the success of somebody or something. We can't do it by ourselves. I got into an interesting interaction online this past week because I brought up the fact that Jay-Z and Beyonce were here in Seattle, had an amazing concert from what I understand, and I put up there how many were on Jay-Z and Beyonce's guest list, their VIP list, how many of you got in free, how many of you paid to go to the event, and Jay-Z and Beyonce acknowledged that you were there. You know, and the reason why I put up this post was because I noticed some people posting pictures that they were at this concert that claim to be supportive and are amongst the industry right here in Seattle, Washington, that always want to get in free to events. And the events here generally don't cost more than $5 to $10. But they're always wanting to get in free. They don't want to pay that to support the local scene. But they came up with $100+ to go see Jay-Z and Beyonce. That was my point of it. There are people who hit the like that supported it. There are people who reposted it saying, you know, that they agreed with what I was saying. And then I had some posts that turned around and called me a bitch and said that I was whining and that if people created top quality music like Jay-Z and Beyonce, they wouldn't have issues. And even at that, I'm like, okay, what did you get out of, how did you get that out of what I wrote? You cannot compare a local underground independent artist who's coming up in the scene to Jay-Z and Beyonce. Jay-Z and Beyonce have the ability to have the best, whether it comes from producers and engineers and everybody who's in the studios with them to the top, you know, quality equipment to have into the in the studios to just everything. They have a budget that they can work from that they better put out the best. You know, they could have ghostwriters and not even being even the ones writing the lyrics, and we don't know that, right? But they have a whole team around them, even though those two are in control of their world more so over others' people being controlled, right? We've seen the documentaries. We've read the articles and reviews, right? But when it comes to an independent artist, they're trying to find their way. They're trying to get their means together. They're trying to build their fan base, right? And, of course, the production and the marketing and all of that is not going to be on the same page. But my point was, if you say you support your local scene and you can't pay $10 to get into their event, why is it that it was okay to come up with $100+ to go see Jay-Z and Beyonce? That was my question. And I think this post is still being sent around. You know, it got over 100 hits. I don't know how many comments. I stopped going to it because after the guy in New York, you know, went off to, you know, somebody else reposted my post and said, I don't normally post shit behind this person, but, and I was like, really, did you have to even go there? You know, all I do is try to support. All I do is try to bring awareness to you. My whole goal is to build bridges, not burn them, right? My goal is to educate those that need and want support. I've grown in this game from the day that I had Flava Coffee House to who I am now. I'm not the same person, even though my core is the same. I love people. I love being able to provide things for people that make them feel good. You know, if I had the mentors that I have now back in the day of Flava Coffee House, Flava Coffee House may still be open, but guess what? I probably would have never stepped into the arena that I'm in right now. I wouldn't be doing radio. I wouldn't be working with people around the world. I wouldn't have the capabilities and the opportunities that I have now. So maybe it wasn't my mission and purpose to be a coffee house owner, but maybe it was my purpose to be introduced to the creative community here in my hometown to spreading, like I said, around the globe. So it's just, again, it's interesting. You know, what I go through being me. You know, I had a young lady who got upset because maybe she didn't really like my presence at her event. I don't know, because she's not somebody that I know. but you could feel that there was something that wasn't comfortable for her with me being around. And then I, as I do on my shows, you know, I like to promote things. I like to talk about things, especially when it comes to my hometown. I love to talk about artists and anything great that's going on, like the Emoja Fest this weekend. And, you know, I posted out that I was going to do a show, and I was going to talk about what was going on with her event. And I invited people that were involved in the event. I invited online, you know. It wasn't something planned. I know a lot of what I do is kind of last minute, it's winged, you know. But I thought, you know, it would be cool if people called in, you know, that were a part of this particular event and talk about it, you know, and talk about their experience or something. And she got upset. And I got a phone call at 4 o'clock in the morning from somebody in New York saying, Flav, is somebody mad at you? You beefing with something, somebody? And I was like, what are you even talking about? And sure enough, it turned out that this particular person had posted some things on my wall that indicated that they were upset. To then, you know, behind the scenes, some conversations and things. And I'm like, are you serious? Because I was helping to promote your event, and because I wanted to invite you or anybody else, you know, to come talk about it. It's just interesting. And I don't mean to step on people's toes. And if people feel that I overstep my boundaries, then I do ask for forgiveness. But, you know, again, in my mindset, you need many to make what you do work. That's why I do the radio, because it gives me an opportunity to play music for people all around the globe. I'm one person, right? I do about 6 hours a day, but do you know I have 111,000 hits already for this year? 111,000 people have listened to Flava Marlex Radio this year. And I'm not a 24-hour streaming radio station. You know, so that means that many number have been exposed to whomever I have shared or whatever information I've shared on the radio. And I'm pretty proud of that. And I feel I have the right to be proud of it. But for me, I want to bring people along too. As I grow, I want others to grow. And I don't know. I don't know. Is there something wrong with that? If there's anybody listening and you want to chime in to what I'm talking about, I would love for you to chime in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I am going to jump in and play some more music for you. I'm going to take you over to the UK, and I'm going to play my girl Jolene. This piece is called Nobody Else.
What a feeling. Yeah. direction since you've been gone. I've been patiently waiting. Every second feels more like an hour, baby. And each hour is forever and a day. I know that you are so busy, baby, and I don't wanna get in the way. But I miss you, girl. Can make me feel like you do, baby. So as long as you are gone, I'll keep a line on for you, lady. I'll be right here when you come back home. I miss you, girl. I do. Can't nobody tell me that I don't miss you, baby. Talking each other asleep over the phone. I'm waking up in the morning just to realize you're still gone. Oh, no matter where you travel, late, girl, you'll never be too far. I'll drop whatever I'm doing and I'll come to wherever.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flava Coffee House Online. This is where I bring my baby and keep her alive. You know, I've been thinking about her a lot. I posted up a picture of her yesterday, and, you know, and I said, I birthed Flava Coffee House, but Flava Coffee House birthed Lady Flava. And it's a fact, you know. If I had never built my coffee house here in Seattle and I had never gotten involved with, you know, the arts community, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. My very first event was in 2004. Absolutely amazing event. Yes, we lost tons of money, but you know what? The people that went on that cruise, it was a jazz cruise we did here in Seattle on the Spirit of Puget Sound, they loved it. It was a great event, even though we lost money. Man, it cost a lot of money to put on an event on one of those boats. Oh, and then we had a caterer, we had a DJ upstairs, we had a live band and vocalists with Corla Weigel and Josephine Howe and Paul Richardson's, you know, group. It all cost money, and but it was great. It was great. You know, I hosted a literary conference in 2008 out of my coffee shop. My coffee shop was overflowing with people. It was a great experience for that part of it. You know, some ugly things took place after the fact, but today I can embrace the fact that it went really, really well. You know, and the people had a great time, and I think that, you know, for the experience of the literary conference, it was really, really good, you know, and I'm appreciative to the mayor's office for being one of the grant recipients, you know, to be able to host that event. So Flava Coffee House was in business from 2003 to 2008. And I decided to close the doors, then to re-sign another five-year lease. I think that if it was a year-to-year lease, I would have done it, just because I would know that I could get out in a year's time if it just continued to struggle. And, you know, but I don't have regrets. Even though I suffered losses, I don't have regrets because, again, I wouldn't be doing what it is that I'm doing. And I love when I see the responses from people who experience Flava Coffee House. You know, even, you know, like what Marlene and Giovanna and Lexi posted up to, you know, today on my post of my picture, to running into Tierza when she was in Seattle, you know, and she lives in Alaska. I ran into her somewhere, and she reminded me how much Flava meant to her. And that it gave her the courage to even write and get on the stage and perform her words, that she had never done that before. And she told me she hasn't done it since. You know, but I've evolved. I've evolved. And I take what I do so very serious, to the point that I am now considered a professional in the industry. I have some amazing people across the United States that have mentored me, that have been in my corner, that have educated me, who uplift me, that believe in me. And that's what we all need. That's what we all need to succeed in life, period, is people in our corner that believe in us. But the other thing is we need to be open and receptive to receive the information and maybe even the criticism that they're giving to us, and to know that they're coming from a good place, and to know that they're coming from a place of caring. I think that's the thing. You see so many posts about people hating, you know, and I really am thinking about this thing called interpretation. So just like the post that I posted up about Jay-Z and Beyonce's concert, and those that claim to support their local scene but don't want to pay to support it. They want to be amongst it, but they don't want to pay to support it. And then they turn around and they pay a mainstream artist to go to their concert and pay a lot of money. And these particular people, from my understanding, really don't have too much money, but they felt that Jay-Z and Beyonce were worth the investment. How do you come up with that concept of who's worth the investment? How do you come up with how you interpret things? That's just interesting to me, and I'm trying to explore that. And even in trying to explore that, I'm not sure if people are understanding what I'm asking. Have you ever thought about why you like what you like? Have you ever thought about why you place value on certain things or certain people over other things and other people? You know, what is it? You know, is Jay-Z and Beyonce because they're rich and famous and they have that capability of putting on the best, that makes them deserving? There are some amazing local talents that are doing the best that they can do with what they have the capabilities of right now. Guess what? One day, a long time ago, Jay-Z and Beyonce were nobodies. People didn't know them, you know, as artists. They grew into it. You know, you see the videos of Beyonce being a young child performing, right? But she started somewhere, and she had family that believed in her and got behind her. Jay-Z, you know, and another story, right? But once upon a time, guess what? They were nobody. And they were in the same position as many of us are right now. But they had people that got behind them. Behind them. Do you not understand that it's not the artists themselves that make it? It's the people that say they believe. It's the people who step up and say, yes, I support them, that help them make it. I remember somebody going up to a local artist saying, why haven't you blown up by now? And I told that artist they should have turned around and said to them, well, what did you do to help me? I mean, really think about it. Can an artist blow up on their own just based off of being talented? Can they do it all by themselves if nobody is paying attention to them? The success of many is based off of who is paying attention to them. It's based off of who is supporting them, who is utilizing their skills and their talents. That's where the success comes from when you're a part of this particular industry. I know I think about my trip to Vegas. Vegas probably was one of the best experience of my life in all aspects, from personal to professional. But I really witnessed professionalism. I really witnessed why that city is known for entertainment. You know, I witnessed professionals training musicians. They had never worked with just hours before their show, you know, going from street clothes to, you know, costumes and putting on something top-notch that I will never forget. You know, I witnessed my cousin on stage as being a part of the actual performance of Human Nature of Smokey Robinson's group. I knew that he played bass, right? But he's right up there with the guys dancing and performing. I was so impressed, and I was so proud to say that's my family on that stage, you know? But it was a top notch, and do you know the tickets for that event was $70? People paid $70. This place was full. You know, so it's, I guess when you go to Vegas, you just know you're going to spend money, huh? And there isn't a question to it. But when it comes to other things, how do we decide what we value and will financially support? Where is our mindset at in how we choose to interpret something, or what we pinpoint in on what we get out of something? Recently, I finally closed out my storage unit that I had from Flava Coffee House. Cannot believe I paid all that money all these years for a storage unit, but it's empty now. And in that, it was wonderful because I found some of the art pieces that I hung on the wall at Flavor from some of the most amazing, amazing, wonderful local talents. So, Catherine, I found one of your paintings. And Bridget, and a young African girl. I'm drawing a blank as to her name. And Nick, with this amazing creative collage with a written story that went with it. But I remember this piece that Bridget did, and she was a art therapist for youth. And she does really, really interesting art, really interesting art. And part of it looks like it's in pencil, and part of it looks like it's pastels or water paint. And I remember many, many times standing with people looking at that picture throughout the time that I had it on the wall. And people would target different things that they saw in the picture, and I thought, how interesting is that? One painting, one picture, but several people saw something different. Where does that come from? Just like my post about Jay-Z and Beyonce, where did it come from how those people chose to interpret my words? It was targeting, it appeared that majority of them targeted the fact that they thought I was comparing Jay-Z and Beyonce to local talent. And that's not what I was doing. I was asking, why is it that you're willing to pay the money for Jay-Z and Beyonce, but you're not willing to pay for the local scene that you are a part of? Now, if you weren't a part of the local scene and you're just into going to mainstream artists concerts, that's different, right? That's your own business. Me, I'm here to support independent artists. And so I'm always going to try to make you think about why. Why do you go to Starbucks for coffee? I go to Starbucks for coffee. I'll be honest with you, the meetings that I have through my business generally take place at a Starbucks. Why do we go to Starbucks? Because it's a known place, right? They're all over the place. It's easy to tell somebody, hey, meet me at the Starbucks down on Rainier, close to Walmart. You know, meet me at Starbucks over on 23rd and Jackson. When I had Flavor Coffee House, in the time that I was there, they built a Starbucks to the south of me and to the north of me, you know? And I wish that there was like a local coffee shop out here that I could say that come meet me at, you know, because when I lived on Beacon Hill, we had our meetings at the station. Small coffee shop, but man, it loved the art, so it was the best place to meet up, you know? But think about it, really, think about it. What causes you to stop, pay attention, how do you interpret something, and what are you willing to invest in, and why? Really, really think about that, because I'm kind of curious, and if you'd love to share your thoughts with me, and even if you're still listening to the show right now live, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'd love to share some conversation with you. Or you can email me your thoughts at radio@flavanews.com. I want to jump into some more music to play for you. And I'm trying to think, what direction do I want to go? I have kind of a pattern that I've got going here, I just kind of realized. So let me scroll up and see if I can find a piece by one of my favorite artists over in the UK. I want to play this piece by James Cola, and it's called Take Me Higher.
Girl, you say you're the one to give me what I need. Now show me, babe. Come a little closer.
Last set I played James Cola from the UK with his piece Take Me Higher, going into Tease with Tonight, and closing out that set with Norm Evans Oh, should I say Norman Evans with Hypnotic. How are you today? I know I've been kind of a little intense this morning, but this is what I do on this show, right? I share my thoughts, my experiences, you know, my opinions, however you want to take it, right? But like I always say, this happens to be the number one listened to show that I do. So maybe you guys like the music. Maybe you like to hear what Flava's going to talk about, huh? I was just sitting here thinking as I was running down the stairs to take care of my daddy, because, you know, that's what I do on Saturdays. Is the show takes place kind of during the time when he's, like, waking up, and I got to get him his coffee, his cowboy coffee, and his breakfast and all. And, we're going through a process of having to move because we don't own the house. We rent it, and so the landlord wants to move back in, so we have to be out by the end of September. Let me tell you, it's a challenge, you know, to find a new place. There's so many challenges with my family to, you know, being able to meet the needs of my dad. And, you know, and even with somebody willing to rent to somebody who's as old as he is, because he's 92. But to me, I'm going to put it out there. I know we're going to find a perfect place, you know, to have my daddy with me, because he's got to stay with me. It is going to work out. He's got to stay with me. That's just so very important to me. He gave me life, you know. He's the reason I am who I am, you know. And I was really thinking about that this week, you know, as, you know, when I face challenges, you know, in being who I am and what I do. And I think that anybody in this industry, or any industry that you're really passionate about, things happen and it's just like, oh my God, like, are you serious? And maybe even things happen to the point that you say to yourself, should I even continue doing it, you know? So I found a picture of Daddy and I after we had gotten a haircut not that long ago, and I posted it up, and I said, this is my daddy, Reverend Peter T. Koshy. He is my biggest cheerleader, and he tells me that my ministry is to work with artists. He raised me to embrace diversity, to treat people fairly and with respect, to fight for the rights of others, but to stand my ground morally at all times. Some may not get me or get why I do what I do, and I'm learning to accept this. I maintain that I was raised by the best. You know, and he is why I am the way I am. I witnessed my dad fight for the rights of others. You know, my daddy's Japanese, my mom is German. He bought a house in the central area, the black community of Seattle, which is now all white. So strange. My godmother's house was just sold. My godsister just sold her house. And, of course, it was a white family that bought it. And so now the whole block, the whole community over there is white now. But, you know, I was raised in a black community. My father got involved with, you know, the things in the community and for fighting for the rights of fair, you know, treatments and, you know, different things. He was involved with the Urban League, and he was even involved with the Black Panthers. And when he was at Seattle Central, he was director of minority affairs and in different positions there. When he retired, it was director of student affairs. But he fought for gay rights, and he fought for different groups of students to have their own organizations. And even in church, you know, he would, you know, what he felt was right and what was of God, he spoke firmly about and stood his ground, you know, because it was something he felt in his core. And so, you know, as he watched me go through this journey and trying to create and understand and build what I am doing these days as Lady Flava, he told me, he said, Susan, what you're doing is your ministry. Your ministry is to artists and with artists. And I kind of like that. you know, and I love that my daddy can see that. You know, my intentions are always in the best interest of others. My intentions are always focused on the underground independent artists. And it's not just music talents. It's authors, it's painters, it's chefs, it's crafters, anybody who is in a situation that they create and are not amongst the masses that are out there in front of the media spotlight. That's who I advocate for. And again, I really believe it goes back to the days of Flavor Coffee House and just being a struggling business owner and needing the support of a whole lot of people to make that work. You know, it's not that it didn't work for the people that loved Flavor, because as I was saying, I got messages today, to messages when I run into people, to whenever I get in that mood to post up pictures about Flavor. The love from my Flavor Coffee House family is overwhelming to the point it brings me to tears. But still, I needed people coming in the door to financially survive. Do you know how much these creative souls that do it right, let me repeat that, that do it right and create quality production, how much time they really invested and how much it costs to get into studios, to copyright and master, you know, their products, and to get them published, to get them printed, whatever it is, it's not like it's free. It really isn't. When you're doing it right and you take what you're doing serious, it's not free. It costs money. One of the things that I learned back in the days of Flavor Coffee House, I had a mentor, Anne, and she came in and she sat with me, because in the end I was so sad. I was crying all the time. I didn't want to close Flavor. I didn't want to struggle. I was torn. And she said to me, "Susan, how long does it take for you to read a book?" I said, "Oh, it could take about like 10 hours, just depending on the book and, you know, the whole situation." She says, "And then you write a review, right? And then you post the review somewhere or several places, or you give the review to the author." She's like, "Don't you understand your time is worth money? You are providing a service for them that they need. Your time is worth money. And until you value your time, you won't make money." And I thought about that, you know. And I've thought about that conversation over and over and over again. When I was about to turn 50 years old, she and I again met up. And we talked about who I was and what I was doing, and I was still struggling, right? And she said to me, "As long as you continue to deal with starving artists, you will starve. You need to get yourself around those artists that have the capability of paying you for what it is that you do, and then you'll be able to reach back and pull up those that you want to pull up." And I said, "But you know, the people that I love and I'm passionate about are those that are struggling." And she says, "Okay, just know that you will stay in their position too." And so I've thought about that, you know, over the years. And as I maneuver through being Lady Flava and evolving into who I am, and I continue to evolve into, I paid attention to those that were successful. Because she said to me, "Find three people that are doing what you're doing that are successful and find out how they got and were able to claim their success." Well, that was a challenge for me too, to try to find somebody out there in the world doing what I really want to do. Is it Russell Simmons? Maybe, right? Of course I read Russell Simmons' books. You know, and gained a lot out of that. You know, but then I started paying attention when this got so popular, being online and social networks. And paying attention to who seemed to be doing some things and then spending some time. I mean, I've spent a lot of time Googling people. How about you? I Google people all the time. I Google myself. You know, but I started Googling people and watching, and then I started watching who was watching them, and then I started watching who they were watching. And I thought, you know, I think this is somebody I want to get connected to. And so this is when we talk about aligning yourself with somebody that is doing things that you want to be in a position to learn from, connect with, whatever. Aligning yourself with those movers and shakers. And so that's what I started doing. And in return, because of what I showed them, they in return showed me some things. Now, maybe not all things you see online, because it happens offline. You know, I understand and I respect the different positions of certain people that I'm connected to. You know, but they've taught me. You know, I have access to them. And I appreciate it. I don't take it for granted. So that's why what I do, I believe I'm meant to do. I believe that I'm meant to be in a position to be the spokesperson for the underground independent artists. Hopefully I'm not the only one, and I know that I'm not the only one. But I know that I can be a little bit radical, and I know I can kind of be in your face a bit because I'm so passionate about it. I believe in these artists. There's some amazing talents that you deserve to hear and experience, and they deserve your support. I think right now, because of the era of internet, it has taken away the urgency that we once had back in the day for going out and buying art. It is so accessible online. It is so accessible online. You know, you could go to YouTube and steal some music off of YouTube. You know, there's so many places you can listen to music and create your own radio station from the music you like, your playlists, and be able to just go and listen to the music that you really, really like without ever buying it. So when you can get the music for free, how do you turn that into gaining support? You know, for the music, for the talents. E-books. There's artists putting out e-books for free, just trying to get people to pay attention and read them. There are e-books you can buy for 99 cents to $2.99. Come on now. You can't go in a bookstore and do that unless it's on the sales rack. You know, so how do we get back to the point of respecting the creative souls and what they bring into our world? How do we support them? What I do is I try really hard when I can to practice what I preach. And not all the time am I able to. If I don't have the money to go to an event, I don't go. You know, unless there's an artist that really wants me there and will let me in. You know, and even though people would say, you know, Flavor, you deserve to get in free. Of course I do. And I'll be the first to say that. But it's like, if I say I want you to pay attention and pay to go to shows, then I feel I need to do that too. So I try really hard to practice what I preach. Do you know a good portion of the books I have right now I've bought? Do you know some of the music that you hear me play, I chose to buy? You know? I mean, I can't do it for everyone, right? But I try to practice what I preach. I have this whole idea that if we all kumbaya'd and we came together and artists gave $5 a month towards a group, a movement that I called Flavor News Movement, that this could grow into something amazing that was not created by me, but it was created by a collective of people that wanted to join forces to push this in a bigger direction. Just think about if all the artists that I play on Flavor Marlux Radio gave $5 a month not for me to play them per se, but to build a movement. Because do you know my ultimate goal is I want to start an artist grant foundation. The money that comes into Flava News, and there are people who regularly give $5 a month to Flava. But do you know that if all the artists, I could probably create that foundation. I could go after my 501, whatever, you know, my nonprofit status. Because one of the things I recognize for a lot of artists is the lack of money, you know, and that they struggle in doing what they're doing because of not having the finances. I want to be in the position to help an artist complete a project. And just think if we did that for each other, what that would do for the community of creative souls. Maybe it helps pay to get a copyright. Maybe it helps pay to mix and master a project. Maybe it helps to pay an editor to edit a book. Maybe it pays to get some flyers printed. You know, I mean, it could be for anything, right? So a lot of the money that does come into Flava, I turn around and I use it towards supporting an artist. It doesn't go towards buying me leopard shoes. If you saw how simple my life is, it's simple. About 3 years ago, my engine blew in my Beetle. I don't have a car. I don't drive a car, so I miss a lot of things because I might not be able to get there because everything that I get, I put right back into what I do in support of artists. I put it right back into doing what I do to support artists. It costs money to do the radio. It costs money to have internet. I pay for the top speed internet. Sometimes it doesn't seem like it's top speed, though. But I pay a lot of money every month to have top speed internet. You know, I have two computers that have two different capabilities, you know. And, I mean, this for me, what I do is not even free, right? But just think if that had worked with my Flava News movement, I could be helping more and more of you right now in a bigger way. I tried a concept of doing a compilation CD that would help give exposure to artists, but it would also build on this foundation that I want to build. And I had hoped that everybody else wanted to build, you know? And so I kind of gave up on the Flava News movement, even though there are people who are still supporting it. I kind of gave up on that compilation CD because I got a handful of people, you know, and we were going to publish it through our record label, Marlex Records, you know, because I want to utilize our record label more than just putting out Mark's music. My business partner, Mark Van Claggett, who is the CEO of Marlex Records. You know, I want to start utilizing the record label in a different direction, too. And, of course, that takes money also. You know, we have some capabilities that we can do right now, and then we can grow it. But, again, it takes financial support, right? So I show and prove. I continue doing what I'm doing, you know, because it's like, again, I practice what I preach. I show my support. I'm putting in the work. And so, in turn, now I turned part of what I do into an actual business, and I stopped doing things for free. I will have, you know, conversations briefly, putting out posts or brief texting back and forth, or what do you call it, messaging back and forth on Facebook or something. But when it comes down to really wanting my support, now I value my time. And you have to pay for it. So I have a business that Mark Van Claggett, J.C. Cage from Black Sacks, and I have created. We have a variety of subcontractors that we work with that can also provide artist services. And now it's paying, you know. And I just finished, you know, writing a proposal and doing graphics for it, you know, which turned out to be really, really great. I teamed up with a great promoter and have helped with an event that was an extremely successful event to now partnering up and exploring future events to do with them. My whole concept is making sure the artists are paid. And then to make sure that we get paid too. You know? And so think about, please, really, really think about it. If you're listening to this show, what makes you just stop and say, yes, this is what I'm going to support. This is why I'm going to support it. And think about how you interpret even what I'm saying on this show today. Think about how you interpret it. These are things that I care about. And when I say that, I hope you understand it is for other people. This is not about me. This is about providing platforms. This is about providing services to people. This is now realizing and understanding I have skills that other people need that I can turn into a business and make money. So I've talked a lot today, haven't I? But I hope you understand where I'm coming from. I really do. I hope that you understand the sincerity of my heart, why I'm saying what I'm saying, why I do what it is that I do. And, you know, let's see where and how we can build. If you want to contact me by email, it's radio@flavanews.com. If you want to be heard on Flava Marlux Radio, you can contact me at radio@flavanews.com. Send your EPK. If you don't have an EPK, at least a press kit. If you don't have a press kit, at least an artist bio. And send your quality recorded radio-friendly tracks, again, to radio@flavanews.com. Let me jump into maybe two more tracks before I close out the show, but thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with me today. Thank you for listening to me just share my thoughts, my stories, my concerns, you know, and just always showing your love and support to me as Lady Flava, to Flava Marlux Radio, and continuing the legacy of Flava Coffee House, Seattle, Washington. I want to play a piece. It's called LUV by Halon Keith featuring Monica Monet.
You're listening to Jupiter, top R&B and hip-hop, and we got a new one from Earth. Y'all know him, y'all. Halon Keith featuring the Monica Monet. Check it out.
Just you and me under this tree. I'm reading your mind. I can clearly see the love you had for me brought me to my destiny. Need nothing more. Such tranquility.
Love, love.
It's in the air.
Love, love.
It's everywhere.
Love, love.
Oh, my mind.
Nothing but love.
Everywhere.
Love, love.
Oh, my, 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 my.
Nothing but love.
across the world and I still can't find your love.
It's like honey dripping from a beehive. Your love is so sweet to me.
If I'm dreaming, don't wake me, 'cause I'm really enjoying this love.
It's like Sunday dinner, I'm still on the spiritual.
Straight from Earth, new right here on Jupiter's number one R&B and hip-hop soul.
Oh, I wonder what time it is. Oh, snap. Are you serious? Yo,
it's 4:15 a.m. as I look over at the clock right next to my bed, a bed that you're not in. I'm pulling on my sheets trying to get myself comfortable. I readjust my pillow. I'm miserable, it's hot in here, seems like the walls are sweating. I open up my window, but that ain't working either, 'cause it ain't no breeze blowing tonight.
Hold up.
Oh, I thought I heard my phone, which is crazy because my phone ain't even on. I sit back on my bed, put my hand on my head, as I'm trying to make some sense of it all.
Could it be I've fallen so deep,
that I
can't even sleep,
yeah, yeah.
I can't even speak,
so I guess I gotta sing it to you, girl.
I'm gonna leave you to fly. Every time I leave you, it's a fly.
Like I don't have no air to breathe. Being away is choking me, baby.
Every time I leave you, it's a fly.
Every time I'm off, and I gotta get right back. Sweating, pacing the floor, trying to get myself together, thinking about you constantly. I just can't seem to shake you. Tell me what could make you do the things you did to me and say the things you said.
Whatever you're doing is working, 'cause I just can't keep my head.
Immobilization is what you put on me. I'm looking in the mirror and I'm tripping, 'cause it ain't me.
Wait, hold up. I gotta get it together, man.
I wanna stop, but it's feeling way too good. The way that you got me, you came and straight rocked me.
As I'm trying to make some sense of it all.
Oh, could it be that I can't even,
I can't eat, can't sleep,
I can't
even speak.
So I guess I gotta sing it to you, to you, to you, to you. Every time I leave you, it's just love.
Girl, I gotta get back to where you are. Ooh.
Every time I leave your side, I feel as if anybody. She put it on me so good I can't even think. I guess I just gotta sing the way I feel.
Come to the end of another Flavor Coffee House online. Closing out today's show, I played Hey Long Keith with LUV Love featuring Monica Monet, and then Abdul Hall with Every Time. I hope you enjoyed the music that I played, and I hope you really think about the things that I spoke about today. If you know me or if you don't know me, maybe today it helped explain a little bit about who I am and what I do. My passion is for the independent, unknown artists. That's my passion. It does not mean that there aren't mainstream people out there that are qualified and deserving of who they are and what they do and what they can pull in. But just think about it. If you say that you love and believe in an independent artist, help them, really. Help them to gain more, whatever that might look like for you, you know, whether it's supporting their music, whether it's buying their book, whether it's going to a tasting where they're providing, you know, their culinary creativity, support them. And then if you dig it and you love it, tell other people. You are so powerful in the success of a business, you are powerful in the success of an artist, you are powerful in the success of anything that you touch in your world. You're powerful. I thank you so much for your support. If it was not for you, the listeners of Flava Marlux Radio and Lady Flava, I wouldn't be here on the radio. I've been on the radio since 2009, and I love it. I really, really love it. I think this is a great tool. This is a great opportunity to share thoughts, to share a great, great artist with you. Guess what? Soon, I will be heard on Soul City Radio out of Baltimore, Maryland. I had tried this a few years back. Dwayne's been on me. He's been on me. I need to get some equipment, and I have to be trained how to do it because, you know, I'm a little bit technically challenged, and I'm going to be curious to see how he actually trains me all the way from Baltimore. But he believes that I can actually learn it and do it. I was on the air with him the other night, and I had a great, great time with Dwayne for Soul Sessions. So stay tuned, and I will let you know when I'm going to have a show on Soul City Radio. So take care. God bless. Look in the mirror as you start this day, and just know that that person that's looking back at you is an absolutely amazing person and loves you. As you start this day and you go out and you encounter other people, share a smile. Even if you have to fake it, I was listening to a motivational video that said, even when you fake it, you can turn it into a reality. So go and share a smile with someone and trust and believe it will make them feel better. And in that simple act of kindness, trust and believe, I believe you will feel better. Thank you. Thank you again for your love and support and your continuing to come back time and time again to listen to me on Flava Coffee House. Have a great, great day.